Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
So today we're looking at this month's TOEIC unit. So that's English to do with business-related things. And this one's about a guy who needs some help running his own business. Do you think you could ever run your own business?
I'm not sure. I have thought about it.
I think knowing you, I think you have the skills to run a business. But
right.
What kind of business would it be?
It would probably have to be something to do with the theater,
right?
Or film or something like this. But
okay.
I'm not actually sure. Like, I have the organizational skills to make a business run, but I don't really have the idea behind it, I guess.
I see. Right. Yeah, I imagine I probably could not run a business. It's not that I don't think I'd even enjoy running a business. But I guess I could be self-employed, which is sort of similar if I ever become a successful writer. And then I'll need to hire someone to be like my agent or manager and do all of that work. And, you know, stop people bothering me while I try and write words. But yeah, I'm also not great at the kind of advertising, getting the word out there.
Yeah, I have a basic understanding of it. I've never had to do it, but I know I'm logical enough in my brain that I know sort of what works and what doesn't and how to make that happen.
I've got some ideas because if you want to be an author, a writer, and publish your own stuff, you need to do all the marketing yourself. So I've got a few ideas about it. But anyway, let's take a look at what our guy Jim needs in his business plan because he definitely needs some help. Let's read through day one of the article. Reading.
Jim needs a social media strategy. Hi, Alex. I was hoping to ask for your advice.
Sure, Jim. How can I help?
I need to promote my business. I'm really good at making and repairing things, but my only customers right now are friends and family.
Well, maybe you can use social media to advertise your business.
That's a great idea. I already have a Facebook page. Should I post about my business there?
Actually, you should create a separate page for your business. You can also consider using Instagram, Twitter, and so on.
You have great advice there. There's so much to do, though. I don't know where to start.
First, you need to concentrate on setting some SMART goals. SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
SMART? I still don't understand what you mean.
In other words, you have to make sure you set clear, sensible objectives that you can measure. You also need to decide on a realistic time period for meeting them. Let me forward you a great blog post about social media marketing.
Great. I appreciate the tips.
So the dialogue starts with Jim saying, Hi, Alex, I was hoping to ask for your advice. So advice is a noun and it's something someone tells you that is useful and can help you with a problem or a choice you have to make. Now be careful with the noun and the verb forms of this. Advice is a noun, it's got a C and it kind of sounds like ice. Advise has got that kind of Z sound, although it's spelt with an S, A-D-V-I-S-E. You advise someone as a verb. You give someone advice as a noun. Here's an example sentence. Patricia always gives good advice. Let's ask her for help with this issue.
Okay, so Alex is hopefully going to give Jim some good advice. Next, he says, Sure, Jim, how can I help? A nice polite answer
Yep.
to a nice polite question.
Yeah, so we're going to assume that Alex kind of knows his way around business a bit more, which is why Jim then says, I need to promote my business. Now, in this use of promote, it's to either get attention to or give a public attention to or for a particular activity or a business. For example, if an actor or a group of actors and actresses are in a movie, they'll make some appearances on TV shows and radio shows to talk about it. And this will promote the movie, more people will hear about it, and that will get more people to come and see it.
Right.
So if you've got a product, you need to promote it. You need to get it out there so people know what it is and think, oh, that could be good, that could be useful.
All right, I want to buy that.
Yeah.
That's your end goal there. All right, well, like we said, Alex probably knows his way around the business here. Jim is new to it, though, and he says, I'm really good at making and repairing things, but my only customers right now are friends and family. So that's why he needs to promote his business. He has some people who know about it, but they're just the people he knows, and he wants more people to know that he's good at making and repairing things.
Yeah, he's kind of like a handyman kind of person. You know, something's broken at home, or you want to change some furniture or redecorate a bit. This guy is pretty much good at all that sort of stuff. I know two or three people who are like this and can kind of, you can call them in for a bit of help and they'll give you a good rate of money for the work kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, if they are good at fixing something or repairing things, if you're good at something, you can do that thing well or easily. So, for example, I'm really good at staying organized.
Sure.
And what are you good at, Pat?
Oh, I would just say good. I'm at least adequate at at writing, acting, cooking, as long as it's vegetarian food. I'm really good at reading by myself in a room.
I am also good at that.
I'm excellent at that, but I can't really prove it.
Okay, well, That's actually quite a few things to be good at.
Sure.
All right. Well, here's another example sentence. It says, Bruno is good at telling stories. He's so creative. He's got lots of good ideas for those stories.
Yeah. And Alex has got some good ideas for Jim's business. He says, well, maybe you can use social media to advertise your business.
Okay.
So by social media, we mean the kind of websites or apps where people can connect to each other, form groups, you know, you have friends or contacts, and you use it to kind of share things with each other, chat with each other, promote different things, share events. You can do all sorts of things. We're kind of talking about Facebook,
Twitter,
Instagram,
right. Snapchat.
Snapchat, LinkedIn, which is a slightly more businessy sort of one. Like, what's the Chinese one? Weibo.
There's WeChat.
Which is social. Line is a kind of social media.
Yep.
And some of them are more just for fun. Some of them, like Flickr, are more for photos.
Right.
And so each one has got a slight different specialty that it works on. But we mean those kinds of things.
Yeah. Okay. Well, obviously, Alex is really good at this. Social media right now is definitely the way to go if you want to promote your business. And Jim agrees. He says, that's a great idea. I already have a Facebook page. Should I post about my business there? Okay, good question.
It is a good question, and I guess it's not a bad idea.
No.
You know, it's a way to reach people. But Alex says, actually, you should create a separate page for your business.
So have one for personal, one for business.
Yeah, now that means that anything that you share on your personal page, jokes, funny stories, you know, whatever, are not associated with your business life.
Right.
There's a clear distinction. And it also just kind of helps you keep things organized, and it means you can design a proper logo page for your business, and that's your business stuff. And it's the same way as authors will have their own website with maybe their author name for official stuff, and then just have a friend's one.
And it, for some people who have a lot of fans, then it means that fans who aren't their friends don't get too close.
Right.
You know, it keeps some privacy.
No, there's a good thing to be careful with. It's always smart to be careful about your personal Facebook page, especially if you do have a business one. If you don't have very strict privacy settings, people will search for your business name. They may end up on your personal page. If you have things there that people can see in public that you don't want them to, sort of thing, that might not do good things for your business.
Now, it happened to me once. I was looking for an author's, a British author's, like, fan page on Facebook, and I found what I thought was it and clicked, like, join. I'd actually added myself to his personal page. But he sent me a message and actually said, hi, do I know you or are you just a fan? I said, I'm just a fan. I was looking for your page. But he added me as a friend anyway.
Oh, how
because
nice.
I guess... he's only just starting to get big, so this was a year or so ago. So at the time, he was just using his Facebook page for work stuff.
Okay.
He doesn't put personal stuff on there, really. It's all work-connected, so I guess he's doing it that way.
Okay, well, what a nice thing to happen.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's continue on in the article here. Alex has said you should create a separate page for your business. Now, he also says you can also consider using Instagram, Twitter, and so on. Now, those are the social media kind of companies that we mentioned earlier. And we kind of ended that sentence with a phrase here. The phrase is and so on. And we actually use this phrase because we want to say that there are other things just like the ones we've already talked about. But there are so many, we're probably just not going to say them all. Like we said, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook.
Yeah, we're not
going to
give a complete list.
Right. Okay. So another way we could say this sentence is the waitress told the customers that they could have a free tea, coffee, juice, and so on with their meals. So any kind of drink.
Anything, yeah. Now, Jim, he likes the sound of this. He says, you have great advice there. So that word again from earlier. Then he adds, there's so much to do, though. I don't know where to start.
That makes sense. And there's when you start your own business and you start promoting, it's kind of confusing. You just don't know where to begin if you're new to it. So Alex has more good advice. He says, first, you need to concentrate on setting some SMART or S-M-A-R-T goals. Okay, so we'll probably talk about those goals in a little minute. Okay, let's first talk about the verb concentrate. Now, when you concentrate on something, you are thinking very carefully about that thing. Now, this is something that your teachers always want you to do, because if they're talking to you, they want you to concentrate so you understand what they're saying. And here's another example. That music is too loud. I can't concentrate on my homework. All I can hear is the music.
Yeah, so we've got SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T. And Alex explains SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
Okay.
So let's look at a few of those. First, we'll mention the phrase stand for. And when letters or other characters are used to represent a whole word or phrase, we say they stand for that word or phrase. MRT, for example, is Mass Rapid Transit. English for you, the four number stands for F-O-R, and the U letter stands for Y-O-U, and so on.
Okay. So let's take a look at some of these goals, I guess you could call them. And we know that specific sort of just means like...
you have to name it.
Yeah.
It can't be just a general goal, like I want more people to like me. It's got to be a specific, like I want to get 100 people liking my Facebook page.
Right. And that's a very specific goal. 100 people by this date, you know what you need.
And that makes it measurable because it's easy to measure number of likes.
Okay. So let's take a look at achievable here. That's our A goal. Now, if something is achievable, it's possible for you to get it or to be successful at it. Now, the verb form of achievable is achieve. So if you achieve something, you have been successful in getting what you want. So you want your goals to be easy to succeed at. We can also use achievable in an example sentence. Carlos makes difficult goals more achievable by dividing them into smaller parts.
Okay, so that's the A. The R of smart is relevant, which means closely connected to and appropriate for what you're focusing on or considering. For example, if you're using Facebook to advertise a business, a relevant goal would be getting people to like your Facebook page. A goal that's not relevant, or we can say irrelevant, could be printing new business cards. I mean, that is important, but it's not relevant to your social media goals.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, we've got one more goal in the smart word here, and that is time-bound. Now, time-bound is an adjective, and I did a little bit of research on this one, and I did find out exactly what time-bound means in this sort of
context, smart goal
here. So when something is time-bound, it has to be done in a certain amount of time. So when you set time-bound goals, you set shorter time goals to give you more pressure to finish the work, rather than longer goals where you can be lazy for a little while and push it off. So the shorter you set your goal, the more pressure you feel to do it.
As long as it's achievable.
Right.
Now, these are all good ideas. Jim is still figuring this out. He says, smart? I still don't understand what you mean.
Okay, well, that's all right. Alex has another way to explain it. And that's because he says here, in other words, you have to make sure you set clear, sensible objectives that you can measure. Okay, so he's given some more good advice here, but before he's done that, he's used the phrase, in other words. Now, we use this phrase to give information in a more clear, easy-to-understand way. Now, at first, Jim didn't understand S-M-A-R-T, so Alex will use other words or other ways of explaining what S-M-A-R-T means. Now, here's an example sentence. The politician has been taking money from people's taxes for himself. In other words, he's a thief.
So he says we need sensible objectives. Something that is sensible makes sense. It's logical. There's a cause and effect relationship. A leads to B. So a sensible objective is one that's possible or a goal that will benefit you. If you want to achieve something, don't try for something crazy that'll never happen or something that won't do you any good. Go for something sensible, like this is, yeah, I can do this, I can do it in this time frame, and it's a possible thing for me to do, and I can see it will help. That's why it's sensible. For example, we could also say, it wasn't sensible to spend your whole paycheck on a new set of speakers for your car.
Nope, because how are you going to eat?
No.
All right, so Alex says you should set clear, sensible objectives. Now, an objective in this sense is a noun. It's like a goal. It's another way of saying goal here. Now, an objective is something that you're trying very hard to achieve or to be successful at. So right now, my objective is to help you understand the word. Did I succeed?
You did.
Okay. Now, here's another example sentence. Xavier's sales objective is to sell 15 cars a month. So that's his goal, 15 cars a month.
Now, Alex also adds, you also need to decide on a realistic time period for meeting them. Them is the objectives.
Right.
Realistic means it's possible in reality. It can really be done. For example, writing a novel in 3 days, not realistic.
No.
3 weeks, still no. 3 months is possible if you're really good. 3 years is realistic. 1 year would be realistic.
If you've been doing it, that's not realistic for me, per se.
But it might be
I might be able to do one in 3 years. But
here's another example. It's not realistic to expect to make $10 million by the time you're 25. It's probably not going to happen unless you get super lucky.
Oh, 35 too, I've just found out.
Well, never mind.
Okay, well, let's continue on. Alex has one more thing to say. He says, let me forward you a great blog post about social media marketing. Now, forward is used as a verb here, and this is often something you hear in technology English. When you forward something to someone, you send them information that has already been sent to you. Now, this often happens by email or text message. So, for example, if I send Pat an email, and he thinks the information in it will be helpful for Veena, then he will forward the information to Veena so she can see it too.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jim, after hearing all of this and knowing that he's going to get a blog to read, he says, great, I appreciate the tips. Mm. Now, we'll take a look at that blog in tomorrow's lesson, but right now it's time for our For You chat question. So today's question is, apart from chatting with friends, what do you use social media for? So yes, chatting, obviously, but what else?
Well, when I'm trying to organize a group of people, it is a lot easier to do it on social media. Sometimes I have line groups, but if there's too many people in the line group, it can be really difficult to get people organized. No one reads all the messages.
You have to scroll up to find the useful stuff.
Exactly. So I've found that actually Facebook is the best use for my organizational skills. You can make a group. It gives you options to do polls, to send messages.
Create events.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And so it keeps people a lot better organized that way.
Yeah. I do a bit of that to a couple of groups that I help to run. I will set up events to keep them organized. I don't know if Dropbox counts as social media. It's more of a file sharing space.
I think it's more of a cloud.
Yeah, it's kind of next to them.
Yeah.
I do have a LinkedIn profile, but in the sort of 2-3 years I've had it, I've never applied for... No, I have applied for one job through LinkedIn, I think.
Right.
So, or maybe one or two. So it's okay. It's there if I need to go and search for interesting jobs, but I'm not a big user of it. I don't really do that much with it.
Yeah, I've never set up one of those. I mean, I guess I do use Instagram. I don't use it to chat for friends. Sometimes I do use it to promote a theater show that I'm working on. Sometimes just to post pictures and look at pictures.
I'm not an Instagram user myself, but there you go. Okay, well, that's all the time we've got for today, but join us tomorrow to read through the blog post about you using social media. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Jim needs a social media strategy. Hi, Alex. I was hoping to ask for your advice.
Sure, Jim. How can I help?
I need to promote my business. I'm really good at making and repairing things, but my only customers right now are friends and family.
Well, maybe you can use social media to advertise your business.
That's a great idea. I already have a Facebook page. Should I post about my business there?
Actually, you should create a separate page for your business. You can also consider using Instagram, Twitter, and so on.
You have great advice there. There's so much to do, though. I don't know where to start.
First, you need to concentrate on setting some SMART goals. SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
SMART? I still don't understand what you mean.
In other words, you have to make sure you set clear, sensible objectives that you can measure. You also need to decide on a realistic time period for meeting them. Let me forward you a great blog post about social media marketing.
Great. I appreciate the tips.
Vocabulary review.
Advice. Vivian always turns to her friends when she needs advice about what to do at work. Concentrate. Henry can't concentrate on his work report because he is hungry and tired. Achievable. Making this product is achievable, but it will take a lot of time and money. Sensible. This business plan seems sensible to me. It's not too expensive and could work well. Objective. One of the company's objectives is to open a store in every large city in the country. Realistic. I don't think these sales goals are realistic. We're just a small company, so we can't sell 100,000 products in a week.